So if you turn in your Bibles tonight to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. And when you found your place, if you'd please stand in reverence to the reading of God's holy word. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, and verse number 30, it says, "By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace." I want to preach on this thought tonight, God being our helper, a promise by the scarlet. Let us pray. Dear God, God, I pray tonight, God, that you'd forgive me, Father, of my sins. Oh, God, I ask tonight, God, if there be anything that stands in the way of me and you, God, Lord, that you'd remove it. God, I pray tonight, God, Lord, as we stand to preach your word, God, Lord, that it wouldn't be nothing that I have to say, God, but Lord, that it'd be just what you'd have us to say, God. God, I pray tonight, God, for your people. God, would you open their ears, God? Lord, would you open their minds and their hearts, God, that they would receive your word tonight, God? Lord, they be not just hearers of the word, God, but doers of the word. God, we pray tonight, God, that you would bless us, Father. God, would you just come down and join amongst us tonight, God? Lord, would you walk in our midst tonight, God? Lord, we invite you down. Oh, God, be with us tonight, God. Lord, we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. If you'd please turn in your Bible to Joshua chapter number 2. To Joshua chapter number 2. We read about in Hebrews that by faith Rahab received the spies in peace. I want to look a little further in that. The Bible says in chapter number 2, verse number 1, it says, "And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim 2 men to spy secretly, saying, Go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, there came in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the 2 men and hid them there, and said thus, There came men unto me, and I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house, and hid them with the stalks of flax, where she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way of Jordan unto the ford. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the 2 kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God, in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token. and that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, our life for yours. If ye utter not this our business, and it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may ye go your way. And the men said unto her, we will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we were come into this land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit thine oath which thou hast made us swear. And she said, according unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. If you would turn with me to the book of Joshua, chapter number 6. I want to read one verse real quick. Verse number 25 in chapter number 6. The Bible says, and Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us, the Lord, this day, and all Israel? I'm in verse number 7, I'm sorry. In verse number 25 of chapter number 6, and Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive. Joshua is a type of Christ. The name Joshua means Jehovah is salvation. It means that God is deliverance. In the New Testament, we know that the name Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. We know that his name means to deliver and to rescue. We know that Moses brought forth the law of God. And then now we see that Moses has died on, and here is Joshua. Joshua is a type of Christ. We know that the Old Testament is under the law of Moses, the law of God. But in the New Testament, there is a new law, and his name is Jesus. Joshua is a type of Jesus. I want to see, firstly tonight, we see her position. We see Rahab's position, her position. The Bible says that she is a harlot. Her reputation is not a good one. She's a sinner. She's a sinner by birth. She is living here in Jericho. We know that Jericho is cursed. It is a wicked city. God has already pronounced that judgment is going to come to Jericho. I'll tell you tonight that this world is cursed. God has already pronounced judgment to come upon this world that we live in. We live in a wicked world. We were born into this world. We were born into sin. This world is not headed to heaven. It is not headed to the new coming Jerusalem. It is headed straight for hell. It is headed straight further and further away from God Almighty. And that is the state that Jericho is in as well, that we are reading about. She was born into sin. I'd say tonight to you, I was not born into the family of God. Rahab was not born into the family of God. I was not born into the family of God. And you tonight were not born into the family of God until I was born again. Psalm 51:5, it says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Every man, boy, and girl is born a sinner. It is our nature. Someone once said, what do I need to do to be a sinner? All you must do to be a sinner is be born into this world. And what do I need to do to be saved? Just be born again by the blood of Jesus. I tell you that the first birth was born by the will of the flesh. The first birth, I was born depraved from God. In the first birth, I was born in darkness. In my first birth, I was born to die and to go to hell. But once I was born again, I was born by the will of God and not by the will of flesh. I was born by the seed of the word of God and not depraved from God no longer. I was born by the pure and holy blood of Jesus Christ, not born in darkness no longer. I was born to live where when I was yet a sinner, lost in my sins, I was born to die and to go to hell. But when I was born again, I was born to live and to never die and go to heaven. That was what being born again means. We see nextly that she, not only was she born into sin, but she was also a sinner by her choices. We see that it says that Rahab the harlot. It does not say Rahab the Sunday school teacher. It does not say Rahab the saint of God. It does not say Rahab the prayer warrior. It does not talk all these good things about Rahab. It says Rahab the harlot. She lived the life of a harlot. The name Rahab in that city was the same name as harlot. When people come into town and they said, that's Rahab, they knew that that was the harlot. If people come into town and they said, that's the harlot, they knew it was Rahab. That was her sinful reputation that she had. And so she was not just born as a sinner, but she lived a life of a sinner. And the reason that she lived a life of a sinner is because her heart magnified her sin in her life. Our hearts are full of sin, and it was magnified in her life. I'd say this, the fruits of her life are magnifying her sinful nature. She's born a sinner, she's living a sinner, and she's going to die a sinner. That's how I was. I was born a sinner. I was living as a sinner. And before Jesus, I was going to die as a sinner. She's a stranger to God. Hell is awaiting her. I tell you tonight that hell was awaiting me, but I trusted in Jesus. I tell you tonight, if you do not know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, hell is waiting for you. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. The Bible says that the wages of sin, it is death. The Bible says that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. If you are a sinner, you will die. And the true fact tonight is that each and every one of us have sinned. There is not a one that has not sinned outside of Jesus himself. I was a sinner, and you were a sinner. But I'm thankful that that tonight is not the end of the story. I'm glad tonight that God loves sinners. I'm glad tonight that Jesus loves sinners. I'm glad tonight that grace pursues after sinners. I'm glad tonight that the only hope for sinners is grace. The only hope tonight for sinners is Jesus. The only hope for sinners tonight is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That is the only hope that you possibly have. Paul said it like this in Romans 5, verse number 20. He said, where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. I'm glad that when I was sinning, grace had more of it, and he brought me out. This is Rahab's position. This was my position. This was your position. And tonight, if you are not saved, it is your current position. I see nextly her persuasion. We see that there are two spies that come to her. They come to her house. Two men from the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, two men from the Israelites have come to her house. The number two is pretty significant throughout the Bible. It's the number of witness. It is no mistake that Jesus died between two thieves, that two angels sat upon the empty tomb, that Jesus ascended and there stood two men in white apparel, and that there will be two witnesses raised in the book of Revelation. It is no mistake that the Bible has the Old Testament and the New Testament, that it is two parts. And it is no mistake that God has grace and mercy too. Two men are here and they're telling her why they're here. And what they are about to tell her is about to shake her life. It is about to change her world. They tell about who they are. Oh, you say, preacher, who tonight are these men? Well, these men have come out and been delivered by God from Egypt. They've been delivered from the bondage that they once were in under Pharaoh. They were washed in the blood of the Passover lamb. When death came knocking, but the blood was on the door, death passed them by, and they were passed by because the blood was upon the door. These men have been by the Red Sea when there was no way. When God spoke to Moses, and Moses, he lifted up his rod, and the seas began to part, and they were able to cross over on dry ground. And the very thing that God used to deliver these Israelites is the exact same thing that God brought destruction to the enemies with. He drowned the Egyptian army in the Red Sea. And we see that Rahab, she starts hearing about what they're telling her. She goes, "We've heard of you. We've heard of the Israelites. And most importantly, we have heard of your God. We have heard about what happened to the Egyptians. We have heard of that you are coming this way." And when we heard all this, our hearts did melt. The Bible says that our hearts did melt. She was scared to death when she heard of their God. There's never been another army in Jericho that come to Jericho that those people were scared of. Every army that ever marched up to Jericho, they sat back and relaxed because they have an outer wall and an inner wall. The walls were so thick they could race chariots around the top of the walls. But when they heard that God of Abraham was coming this way, they've heard about what he's been able to do, and it shook them to their core. I tell you tonight, water cannot stop God. He'll just walk on it and he'll part it. I tell you tonight that mountains cannot stop God. He'll just lower it. Fire cannot stop God. He'll walk around in it like he did with the Israelites when they were thrown in the fiery furnace. I tell you tonight, a cross cannot stop God. He'll bleed on and redeem those who will call upon him. I tell you tonight, a tomb cannot stop God. He'll just get up and walk on out on the 3 days later. I tell you tonight that the devil, he cannot handle God. I tell you tonight that hell doesn't want nothing to do with God. And I tell you tonight that the earth, they cannot stand God. I tell you, I thank God for the Holy Ghost that come to me one day and told me about God, told me about a Jesus that loved me, told me about a Savior who cared. I thank God that he sought me out. I'm glad that I found out one day that I couldn't run from God. I'm glad I found out one day that I couldn't hide from God. I tell you, Adam and Eve, they tried to hide from God. I tell you tonight that Jonah, he tried to run from God, but every single person in history that's tried to hide away from God, that's tried to run away from God, God has found them each and every time. And the Bible says that our hearts did melt. I think about that they were under conviction when they heard of this God, when they heard of our God. they were scared of God. I tell you tonight, I was scared of God too. I was scared of dying and going to hell. I was scared of being left behind to be tormented upon this earth, to be tormented in hell, to be tormented in the lake of fire. I was scared to death. The fear of God came over me. I tell you tonight, to be saved, you must be under conviction. There is no this. I come to myself one day. I was just strolling about, and one day I decided I was going to be a Christian. That ain't exactly how it works. For me, it was at Lackey Town Baptist Church in Old Fort, North Carolina, on August the 3rd, 2010. Jesus come to me. They were singing the first song in the choir. They were singing the songs of Zion, and Jesus come to me during that second verse, and he started speaking to me, and I decided I couldn't take it no more, and I ran down to that altar, and I tell you what, I got gloriously saved. I was under conviction. I thought when I was sitting there in that pew that my heart was going to be out of my chest. I thought that I was going to die right then and there. I thought the rapture might happen while I was sitting there. I did not know what was going to happen. All I knew is I needed to be saved. Paul, who once was Saul, was trembling when Jesus met him. The jailer came trembling when Paul and Silas were in jail. Felix trembled when Paul preached about Jesus. And here is Rahab, and she said, "Our hearts did melt." She recognizes her need for God. The Bible says in verse number 11 of chapter number 2, it says, "And as soon as we heard these things, our heart did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God, in heaven above and in earth beneath." She's recognized her need for God. There was a time that I recognized my need for God. There was a time tonight, Christian, that you had to recognize your need for God. And I tell you tonight, if you're not saved, you need to recognize your need for God. I see thirdly, her pledge. She has made a decision that she's going to follow God. She said, "Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother, and my brethren and my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death." She's made a decision that she's going to trust in God. She has exercised faith. We read at the beginning of the night, Hebrews chapter number 11. The hall of faith in the Bible. And Rahab is right there in it. She has exercised faith. Ephesians 2:8, it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." We see that she let them down by a scarlet cord. They made a covenant together. They said, "We'll keep the oath that we've made to you. Make sure they're inside and don't tell about what we've done." And she agreed and she said, "What do I know that you will keep your end of the deal?" And they said, "The scarlet line that you let us down with, hang it from your window." The same thing that saved them is the same thing that saved her. The same cord that she let them down to escape Jericho with is the same cord that she put out her window to save her life and her family's life. Anyone that would be inside that building was saved. And the reason that they chose the scarlet cord, that I believe, is because they had experience
with that scarlet cord. They knew it saved them. I tell you tonight, I could tell you about Jesus because I have experience with Him. I know what worked for me, and I could tell you it'll work again in the year 2022. The power of the blood is still true. Jesus still saves the same today as He did yesterday, and He will tomorrow. Jesus will save. I tell you tonight, go to Jesus. Go to the cross. It still works today. They said, bind the scarlet cord in the window. She was covered by that scarlet thread. In Isaiah chapter number 1, verse number 18, it says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. I got curious about scarlet, so I was looking it up, and I read this. It says that when scarlet gets into something, you can't get it out. When scarlet gets into something, you can't get it out. The Bible says, though your sins be as scarlet, you can't get it out. You can't get your sins out. But I tell you this, I was reading, and the only thing that breaks the chemical compound of scarlet is the chemical compound in blood. I tell you tonight that though your sins be as scarlet, through the blood of Jesus, the chemical compound of the blood of Jesus, you can be washed white as snow. She let them down by the scarlet cord. Scarlet, representation of the blood. I tell you, with the Holy Ghost, He took me to bloody Calvary. And I tell you that I was washed in the scarlet blood of Jesus Christ. And it'll never come out. Nothing can take out the scarlet blood of Jesus Christ once it's upon your life. It is there forever and forever. Rahab, What happened to you? How are you saved from what happened in Jericho? How are you still walking around with the Israelites? I tell you what, the cord speaks for me is what she said. The scarlet cord speaks for me. I tell you tonight, you may say, Luke, how are you preaching about Jesus? How are you trusting in Jesus? How are you following Jesus? The blood, it speaks for me. The scarlet blood of Jesus, it speaks for me. When the devil comes after me, when the devil comes accusing me, the blood of Jesus, it speaks for me. It says redeemed. It says bought. It says purchased. No longer an orphan. Jesus has purchased me by His blood. Amen. Number 4, and I'll be done. We see her pardon. We see her pardon. We see that judgment has come. We see that the children of Israel, they're marching around the walls of Jericho. And they begin to shout. And the earth begins to tremble. And Rahab's in there with her family. And the walls are starting to shake. And all of a sudden, they start hearing people yelling. They hear people crying. They hear screaming. They hear horses running down the street. They hear the sound of iron. And what in the world's going on? And the city's crumbling down. The walls are falling down. And Rahab looks at her family. She says, it's going to be okay. We got the scarlet cord right outside the window. God's going to remember us. Don't worry about the shaking. We're going to be all right. If somebody says, while they're in, what's the difference between us and here and those out there? They're on the right side of the scarlet. What's the difference between me and the world? What's the difference between you, saved Christian, and the world? We're on the right side of the blood of Jesus. We're on the right side of the blood. What's between us and hellfire? The scarlet blood of Jesus is keeping us from hell. If you're saved today, the thing that's different between you and the world is the blood. I'm thankful that I'm saved. In Joshua chapter number 6, in verse 25, it says, and Joshua saved Rahab, the harlot, alive. I'm going to insert this. And Jesus saved Luke alive. And Jesus saved Kevin alive. And Jesus saved Caleb alive. And Jesus saved Remington alive. I'm thankful tonight that we can place our name right here in the book of Joshua, chapter number 6, verse number 25. Just put Jesus saved your name alive. And that is your life testimony. The blood has been applied in my life. In the year 2022, the blood still has the same power. And we know that Rahab, she got married. She had a son. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 21, it tells us the lineage of Christ. It says, Rahab begat Obed. Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat David. David the king. The line of Jesus. I tell you today, Rahab was once the harlot. Amen. Rahab was once living in Jericho. Rahab's family was once the family of Jericho. But now, because of the scarlet thread, she has been intertwined in the family of God. And more importantly, she is in the direct line of Jesus Christ. And I tell you tonight, if you're saved tonight, you have been woven into the family of God. By the blood of the Lamb, you are part of the family of God. I wonder tonight, if you've never been saved, today is the day of salvation. And today, if you are saved, it's high time that we remember what God's done for us. It's high time that we get to thanking God for what He's done. Thank Him for the blood. Thank Him for Jesus going to Calvary. He didn't have to go. He chose to go for each and every one of us to die and bleed for sinners. If you would please stand to your feet tonight. Pastor, if you'd come.